Blog Talk Radio.
There we go.
Welcome. This is Access Astrology on Blog Talk Radio, and it is Wednesday night. We are here to talk about astrology, what's going on in the heavens, and how that's reflected in our lives on Earth. This is Mark Waltz speaking to you from New York City, and I'm joined by Heather.
This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from snowy Minnesota. We've had a few warm days, but it is still a foot of snow on the ground. We're just happy to see my solar lights in the front yard. Just the snow has melted enough so they start glowing through the snow. It's kind of exciting. And we look for small signs of Persephone walking towards the sun.
Right.
And our third member, Ann Ortley, is delayed tonight. She might join us later.
Okay. Yeah. So we get together, usually three of us, and chat about astrology and what's going on, and we take calls from listeners. So if you have a question or something you want to discuss in astrology, you can give us a call. And
that number is to call us later is 347-215-8881. 347-215-8881. And then you'll have to press 1 to raise your hand if you want to be called on. We talk about the world at large, and then we'll be answering your questions. If you have been on the phone, the show recently, we ask you to wait and let other people get a turn. So, yes, Mark, what were we saying about this week?
Oh, yeah, well, of course, the highlight will be this weekend. There's going to be a full moon in Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
The sun's in Pisces, so that means when there's a full moon, it's in the opposite sign, and that's Virgo, and it's toward the end of Virgo, 26 degrees. So any of you who have natal planets or angles in those position, in the position of 26 degrees, are going to have new moon come to you wrapped in a package with a bright red ribbon.
they'll
have your name on it. You will be part owner.
And if you want to do any spring cleaning, it's a wonderful time to be doing it.
Yep.
And all the metaphors around spring cleaning. What do we want to clean from our mind, body, soul, diet, politics, you name it.
Yep. Good. So we have that coming up. We have a square from Mercury to Saturn. And that's usually a tough one for communicating. And it often brings a kind of a heavy communication from someone with authority. So, you know, lay low if the boss is looking around for to get tough, you know. Mm-hmm. Time for the boss to get tough. Or if you're the boss, you know, realize that what you say might be a little heavier handed than you think. It might be heard harder than you intend because of the Saturn squaring Mercury. If you're the boss, you're Saturn. With that square.
You may be coming down a little hard.
Yeah, so.
I also find
Saturn.
That people just, their minds hold on. And if you've got a tough piece of academic work to do, it's really supportive for that.
Yep.
But it can leave our minds depressed or discouraged or just kind of, You know, it's not terrible. I've noticed how many, I grew up around academics, and so many people that finished their degrees or finished their books had a tough Mercury-Saturn aspect. It gave them the mental endurance to see things through. Sometimes it also gave them obsessive-compulsive disorder and other such things, but it gave them the ability to really chew on something and bring it to completion, which was really beautiful.
Yeah. And so it was a struggle, but it produced something.
Yeah. And it's interesting watching the world right now go through, you know, there's really interestingly rigorous scientific study across countries to try to figure out what happened to the plane that disappeared a few days ago.
Yeah.
It's been, 4 days now that we've got a plane that's just seemed to have just disappeared. Lots and lots of theory, but it's taking, you know, grueling oversight of every, you know, going back and forth across the ocean and, you know, careful scrutiny of all the satellite pictures to find anything. And I think they've got a clue. But I thought that, you know, Mercury came to conjunct Neptune right before it turned retrograde, then turned retrograde conjunct Neptune, and as is now moving back towards that conjunction, which happens next week. And it seems to be bringing up, you know, Neptune's in Pisces, that's that mysteries at sea. I mean, quite literally, you've got Mercury in Aquarius, a plane, you know, moving Mercury movement through air sign, heading to a conjunction with water, water, water. And we're looking for the evidence on this, but it's taking that Mercury-Saturn aspect to help us get to the point and get into the process.
Yeah.
But the other the other big piece of news, I mean, you were in New York. I hear there was quite an explosion there today.
Yes. Yeah, there was a gas leak, apparently a significant gas leak. And enough people smelled it there.
Which I also associate with Neptune. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, definitely Neptune. And the odor was strong enough that people did pick it up, but I guess nobody acted fast enough. I guess mm-hmm. that'll be a lesson going forward if you smell gas at all.
Yeah.
If you smell it, it's in high
get
concentration.
Out.
Yeah. And get away
they
from
the. They called, and the gas company was on the way, but they didn't get there in time.
Yeah.
So I think with that Uranus, Pluto, Jupiter, grand square, what I'm seeing is that when events start to turn, they go very quickly, that we just don't have much warning time. I'm seeing relationships begin and end very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing incidents in the news, once they get going, pa-boom, you know, they tend to build momentum quickly. I know two people who've been really sick the last couple of weeks, and again, it was pneumonia that took them down in hours, that once it got going, it built up a lot of momentum quickly. So I'm thinking that this, you know, but we can also use that momentum to make good things happen, to make good political changes and make good personal changes. It's just that tendency to build momentum.
Yeah, and it's the short fuse thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's that fast, you know, once...
Mm-hmm.
Once the fuse is lit, it burns fast on a lot of these things, too. Although there's a slow fuse on the Crimea and Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, that keeps threatening to go kapooey on us.
Right.
And then luckily that some kind of calmer minds are trying to keep it on the slower fuse.
Right. Yeah. Good, and then there's the full moon coming up on the weekend, and as you said, Heather, that's a good one for spring cleaning and clearing out.
Mm-hmm. And I think that it will be a wonderful, you know, what are we clearing out besides our closets? And how important it is to see it as that, a clearing and a cleansing and an excitement rather than a what can we be critical about and pick things apart and be mad at ourselves for. You know, you can find that there are things in your closet which you loved and were beautiful once upon a time. They're no longer right for you and it's time to let them go. But that's a difference.
Yeah.
You know, it's not saying you weren't grateful when it was there. I'm also feeling in parts of the world where it's warm, and the Virgo full moon is a really good time to prepare soil, is to begin, you know, we're still shoveling snow. We're not going to prepare any garden. But in warmer climates, if you want to clear out crap and rake up last year's leaves and begin and reorganize rocks and clear the ground, it's a good time to do that under this full moon in Virgo. Get rid of plants that have been invasive or difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that's good.
We have two callers on the line. When you're ready, I'll get them all. Okay,
all right,
and again, okay, we have the number is 347-215-8881, and you need to press 1 to raise your hand. We have one person here. Hello, 401, you're on the line.
Hello, Heather, it's Diane. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, how are you, and how can we help you tonight, Diane?
Oh, I'm really getting worried. This Grand Cross is going to hit a lot of my planets because I have one. My birthday is November 1st, 1960.
And 1960?
Yeah.
Okay.
At 6:43.
1960?
Mm-hmm. 6:43 a.m.
And what time?
6:43 a.m., Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm. Pawtucket. Are you still in Rhode Island?
I live in the town, yes. I'm still in Rhode Island, just a little bit further away.
I used to live in Providence many years ago. I still have very fond memories of not the slush storms, which I remember this time of year, but everything else. So you have an Aries moon at 14 degrees, yes, and Saturn at 13, and Mars at 16 Cancer. Oh, what a lovely lineup you've got coming up. How are you feeling it already? It must be sort of kind of stirring the coals and making you a little restless.
I am preparing for a major change in my life, and I feel stuck. I
Perfect
have to
time.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm not working, and despite the fact that I keep looking and all of that, so I'm a little stressed, and yet at the same time, my needs are provided for. I have what I need, but I'm not feeling real
comfortable.
And there's moments when I feel like I'm having a little bit of a meltdown, you know, and I let the tears flow because all that water in me, I have to. So I cry, kick my feet free for a few minutes, then I say, okay, now what are you going to do?
Good Aries moon. Yeah. What have you been doing work wise
for so long? Excuse me.
Have you thought of moving?
I am. That is
I know you've lived there forever.
I'm moving to Florida. The end of
May. Well, no wonder you're not working because the end of May, you said?
Yeah, the end of May, okay.
And are there, and that's beautiful. I'm glad you'll be moving. Are you, where part of Florida are you moving to?
Coast, right near Fort Myers.
Beautiful, right where you have the sun on the ascendant. Did you do the astrocartography for that area?
You know, I looked at it, but maybe I'm not doing the houses right or whatever. I know it moves. My Saturn will go into the third house, and my Mars will go into the ninth house. But I didn't.
What we see is that
ascendant.
At that moment, if you look at the map part of it, at that moment, the sun was just rising in that part of the world when you were born. And that makes it a great place to be seen and to be visible. It's a huge change. Do you know people down there?
Most of my family are there now. They've migrated. My daughter, and this is what preempted it, is I'm going to be a Grammy, which, you know, would, oh, you know, the
congratulations
on the moon. So yes.
Yes, you have Uranus on the moon, and so I asked about your role. You're changing your dynamics with your family because that's the moon. It's home. That's the moon, and it's your role as mother and grandmother. That's the moon. So Uranus, where's the change? Is hitting you is right on that. Pluto's on your Saturn. So the security and the independence that you've built up in Rhode Island, you know, you hate not being independent. So it's not like you're going to be dependent for long. But this time is going to be a little uncomfortable for you as you let go of the structures that have kept you. Letting go of those, you're going to build a much better home for yourself in Florida. Your Jupiter right on your Mars is going to help give you the get up and go and the connection and the enthusiasm for the work once you get there. It's just getting there, and this is a little hard on you and maybe not necessarily on your health. You know, Mars is going through your 12th house. And, you know, there's some changes deep in your psyche and deep in your process. So just be really nice to yourself, at least through August, okay? And that, you know, give yourself until the fall to really adapt and watch how things start falling into place after that. Mark, what are you seeing?
Well, it's you really do feel this cardinal energy, and especially the Uranus-Pluto square, and you'll feel that very strongly in April. That's actually good that you're moving in May rather than April, because it would be a lot of stress points in all around you in April. So you might as well be somewhere that's familiar and not trying to, you know, make a big change. And then come May, that'll have eased up, and you'll do better with it. And it'll feel better. It'll feel more like you can breathe easier. So take advantage of that feeling. But, you know, the Uranus-Pluto square is not done. It's still going to be around. It'll affect largely your moon and your Mars and your Saturn. And, you know, as we go along the next couple of years. So you're going to keep having this stress thing. So realize that what you need in moving closer to your family is that you need to be able to find support in them. And you can let them know that. Let them know that you're experiencing stress and you're happy to do your part in being a grandma. But, you know, you need their help in supporting you too.
I agree, and I have to say I'm very fortunate that my mom's house will be empty down there, so I'm going to stay at my mom's house. My oldest niece, who's 31 and due with her third baby, probably the full moon I'm estimating, who's like my kid. I have numerous, you know, so they are supportive. Those are the people that, you know, I've always had a good relationship. Can I ask you one question about the progress?
Quick.
I can't anything on this.
Mm-hmm.
When you do my progression, right now I have Mars went RX in the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not read anything on that, and I'm just wondering what your take on both.
When I put your progressions into, I look at the progressions on your natal chart rather than your progressions in the individual chart by itself.
Okay.
And I'm seeing your progressed Mars at 10 Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm finding interesting about your progressions is your progressed Moon is at 29:53 Pisces, and that within a week your progressed Moon shifts into Aries within a week
or two,
and you're going to be coming out of 2.5 years of feeling emotional and mushy and much more ready to kick butt and make this change.
And I need that.
Yeah.
So, but I just hadn't read anything.
Yeah, so the progressed moon, for the public that's listening, your progressed moon changes on every about 2.5 years. And when it changes sign, it really changes the emotional tenor by which you operate in the world. Nothing supersedes the natal chart, but the progressions talk about the major shifts and flows, the landscape of our history. And after 2.5, this is your natal Aries moon. And so to have your progressed moon in Pisces just feels so out of whack for you. It's helped you feel your vulnerabilities and process old emotions and be vulnerable and sensitive and get ready to be a grandma, get all squishy, but to let yourself have a tear or two, because Aries moons tend to just kick ourselves over the fence and say, just deal, Heather, just deal to you. You just look, I have an Aries moon too, so I sympathize.
I know.
But when your progressive moon goes into Aries, you'll feel much more yourself. You'll still have processed all those emotions, but you'll be ready for the next round.
And you'll also find that in a couple of years, you'll have what we call your progressed lunar return. And this is the second time that the progressed moon comes to your natal position in Aries. And that's a big deal, because you will have completed two cycles of really finding out what your inner emotional needs are and how you get them met. And as you get them met, how that prepares you to meet the needs of others. So becoming a grandma is really good, because that brings all those issues up. What you'll find is that as you move into the grandmother's role, you will also be coming to terms with how all the moon's needs within you have been met and fulfilled, and where you feel fulfilled in your life for the last 30 years, how you've been able to establish and make your way and find a place of comfort and safety in the world. And you're choosing to do that in Florida, surrounded by supportive people, and that's really helpful. So you can look forward to that return and realize that it's setting you up to be able to give and take over the next, let's say, the next 30 years.
Right, the last 30, and that's exactly how I'm looking. And I'm so glad I called, because it hasn't been feeling so great. And I could feel it approaching, and a lot of them talk about the exact point. And to me, it's already, the buildup is the worst part in my feelings, and that's where I am now. So I'm like, yeah, I'm very stressed, and I can't wait to get out of this Pisces moon, because I've been very emotional, and I've been a year by myself, and it's been a good purging, but I'm ready to be back to being the fire, thank you.
Okay, well, here you go.
Well, thank you so much. I love
and
you guys.
And it comes back to this aspect, this grand cross for everybody else who's listening. And this, we're going to be talking about this a lot in the spring, because it's a major astrological aspect. That T-square of Uranus and Pluto, the square between Uranus and Pluto, which goes from 2012 to 2015, almost 16, and is moving forward. At the moment, it's forming a T-square with Jupiter in Cancer. And through April, Mars retrogrades back into an exact square. So we had these four planets pretty close to an exact square at the beginning of the year, in January 1st, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And now it's coming back 13 degrees of cardinal signs. And we expect to see this kind of the heart of the changes of this changing couple of years, really focusing in on this. And if you look at your chart, notice where 13 degrees, where the middle of cardinal signs hits, because you'll feel this, I think of it like tectonic plates shifting. And the house that Pluto's going through talks about what's the deep rotor rooting that you're experiencing, what's the deep and profound change over a period of time. And in your case, Pluto going through your third house, you are changing neighborhoods. You are changing relationships with brother and sister-like people. Uranus is going through your fifth house of children on your moon. So where is the sudden urgent change happening? It's where you live and with your kids and how you love. So Uranus on the moon is changing where you live and, you know, fifth house, love, and love given into the world in the form of creative process, but also children, and one of your children is becoming a parent. Where is the freedom? Jupiter is going through the ninth house, and where the house at Jupiter, mid-degrees of Cancer, falls in your chart, talks about an opening or an expansion. And for you, it's in the ninth house. Ideas, metaphysics, faraway places. It's going to be important when you go there to find people that are also expatriates, that are people from all over the world. You might work around people from other countries or around a metaphysical bookstore or find other astrologers and use ninth house experience as a way of freeing and opening and expanding your world. Where Mars is going through is often where we need to make the change, where it's where experience was a short-term, quick either confrontation or transformation, where we're asked to be active. And it's happening in your 12th house. So it's asking you to be active about your long-term health issues, about the depths of your psyche, about your inner dream world, and to be active and conscious and clear about how about what you're doing there. So anybody can look at their own charts and look at those four quadrants. We'll talk about this more in the months ahead, but that's something to keep an eye out. So good luck for that.
Thank you. That was okay. Absolutely wonderful. I'm so glad I stayed up because I have a hard time staying up to listen to you.
Oh, okay.
Thank
good.
You so much. Mm.
And
okay,
to all our speakers, thanks for being out there.
Can you put me on mute so I can listen to the other, next caller?
Okay. I think that's it for tonight. I don't see anybody else. The one caller we had hung up, so you're on mute. And anybody else who, I think this is it. We've got 2 minutes left.
Yeah, we've got about 2 minutes.
So,
any other advice for the Virgo moon coming up?
Be kind to yourself. It's a time when we can kind of look at ourselves in the mirror and go like, oh, I am not in bikini shape. Be hard on ourselves. Yeah.
Right.
But it is a good time to develop a health regimen and do that internal cleanse.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, we're coming into, right after this, it's going to be the equinox and change of seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So we get that spring balance of day and night. And that's also always good for spring cleaning. That's why it's called spring cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, change of seasons is a good one to use to make all kinds of changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as you say, set up new regimes. So set up the next few months.
It's also important not to notice that a lot of people will wind out. If you're prone to anxiety, this full moon can do it to you. And it just every year it kind of winds people up about whatever they get worried about. Don't take it personally.
Right.
Notice it, feel it, and don't take it personally.
That sounds right.
So I think it's time for us to say goodbye.
Okay, thank you all for listening. This is Mark Waltz signing off from New York City.
And this is Heather Rowan Robbins from Minnesota. And you can find all of our websites find us on Google or find us on our Access Astrology place here at Blog Talk. And we are always available for personal readings. And we've missed tonight Ann Ortley. But you, Mark, do you and Ann speak tomorrow, next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday we're off.
Okay, great.
Normally every Tuesday, but a few Tuesdays out of the year we're off, and next Tuesday is one of them. But normally we're at the Open Center, actually, the Church of the Transfiguration, which is at the
And I'll be at PaganaCon here in Minnesota this weekend. I've got two talks on Mercury and on the year ahead.
Great.
So take care.
All right.
We'll see you next week.
See you next Wednesday. Okay.
Okay.
Bye now.
Goodbye.